CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. The state is gaining an eighth seat in the U.S. House. The Census Bureau announced today that Colorado and five other states gained enough population in the last decade to increase their delegations. Colorado uses a politically balanced commission to draw district lines. That panel will meet over the next several months. Nearly 100 people detained at the privately owned ICE detention center in Aurora have tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
As of last week, the outbreak included 96 detainees and one employee at the GO facility, according to a report by Congressman Jason Crow's office. People in detention centers like the one in Aurora face an extremely high risk of infection because of the tight quarters. ICE says the facility has seen a rise in new arrivals and transfers from border facilities, but the agency says it regularly tests new arrivals. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The attorney for a 73-year-old woman with dementia who was arrested by Loveland police released videos that show officers laughed and fist bumped while they watched body camera footage of the violent arrest. Karen Gardner's family says the officer arresting her for shoplifting dislocated and fractured her shoulder, and 6 hours passed before she got medical attention. Two more officers were added to a lawsuit for not intervening or providing medical care. You're listening to CPR News.